Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You choose whether you believe God or whether you don't. And people have hearts that are dispositioned more to believing or less. You can train yourself. Did you hear me? To believe God quickly and easily. And then there are others that have trained themselves to be skeptical and to doubt and to question everything. And that's bad, because they'll treat God that way too. They're not just that way with people, they treat Him that way. Well, prove it to me. Show me. Prove it. Explain it to me. Then I'll accept it. Well, it don't work that way. I mean, you are the creature. He is the creator. You don't look at Him and say, you have to satisfy my intellect. You know, that's what Job got into. Job tried to question God about His justice and accused God of being unfair. Felt like he knew a thing or two. That's when the Lord showed up in the whirlwind. And He said, who is this that darkens counsel without knowledge? We got somebody's mouth that's running and they don't know what's going on. There's words, but there's no meaning. He said, you, because what Job had said is, I wish God had given me an audience. I would ask Him a thing or two. So God says, here I am. You want to ask me something? Here I am. But before we get into your questions, there's a couple of simple basic things I want to ask you about to see if we can talk on this level you're trying to talk on. Were you there when I laid the foundation of the earth? Do you know where the waters came from? Do you know where the wind comes from? Do you know how this animal does this and how that? And Job kept saying, no. Were you there? Do you understand this? No. You understand how the lightning runs from here to there and what it is? No, always wondered about that. Do you understand this? What is God telling him? You're going to question me about my judgments concerning humanity and eternity? You don't know what makes a donkey do this. You don't know how a cloud forms. And you're going to question me about this? And Job saw it. He wasn't a dummy. He just going through a rough patch. But he repented and he said, God, he said, I opened my mouth once, yea, twice, but it won't happen again. I'm going to put my hand right here on my mouth. Smart man. Next thing you know, he's healed. Got twice as much as he ever had. Right? But you don't say, God, prove it to me. Explain it to my satisfaction, and I'll see if I accept it. You're a fool. Ignorant. No, you have to decide. You have to choose to believe what He says. It's a choice. Now go with me to Hebrews 3. This is actually my text. Took us a little while to get there, didn't it? It's true. The other was review. Hebrews 3. Well, let me say it like this. A little more review. We talked last week about two kinds of unbelief. Do you remember that? Yes. Two kinds. Actually, two different words. Do you remember them? Yes. The first one we mentioned is talked about in 1 Timothy 1:13. Paul said, before I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. unbelief. There is an ignorant form of unbelief. You're not believing because of what? Ignorance. And God has mercy on that kind of unbelief. Thank God. There's another kind, however, much more serious. And that's what you read about here in Hebrews. Let's read it. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter. Hebrews 3 and verse 7. Hebrews 3:7 says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice." Now, why say it like that? If you'll hear it. You got a choice. You can hear it. Now see, understand, hearing's not just the words bouncing off your eardrum. It has to do with receiving it when you hear it, accepting it when you hear it. I mean, you ever heard somebody say, "I refuse to hear that"? What does that mean? Well, they heard it with their ears. What are they saying though? "I refuse to accept that. I refuse to believe that." Does it mean they couldn't believe it? No, it's a choice. He said, if you will hear, that means some will, some won't. It's your choice. If you will hear what? What's the very next phrase? If you'll hear his voice, verse 8, what? Harden not your hearts. Oh, this is so important. Harden not your hearts. Who's the understood subject?
You.
So who would be hardening your heart? He's saying, don't you harden your heart. What would be the effect of hardening your heart? Hardening your heart means it can't get in. You're closing yourself up and you're not letting it get in you. You're not accepting it. You're not believing it. You're hardening yourself. What would be the opposite of that? Open heart. Receptive heart, soft heart, easy to be entreated. You know, the Bible talked about in Paul's ministry, there were places he went to that people were just, anti-word, anti-faith, anti-Jesus, anti-knowing from the word get-go. But he left some of those very places. And like for one instance, he went, was it the saints of Berea, wasn't it? And it said, now these were more noble than the ones in Thessalonica, I believe it said, in that they received the word with all readiness. And they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. In other words, they were ready to believe when he showed up. They said, just show it to us in the word. And when he did, they said, that's good enough for me. These are noble people. The kind that sit back with a hard heart and like, I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting that. That's not noble. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, made a statement that impressed me along this line. He talked about people that were successful Christians and people that received as opposed to people that didn't. And he talked about characteristics of successful Christians and receivers. And he mentioned a few things. He said one of them is they're quick to repent. Quick to repent. As opposed to what? Slow means, eventually I will, but I just want to be mad for a while and sulk. And I mean, before it's over, before I die, I'm going to repent. That'll cost you. Got to be what to repent?
Quick.
You see you're wrong, quick to admit it, quick to ask for forgiveness, quick to repent. Also, he talked about quick to believe. Not slow to believe. They'll say, well, yeah, they gave me 12 scriptures and God gave me a dream. But I'm just going to keep thinking about it. That's bad. You ever heard people say, well, I'd have to have a burning bush. Really? Then you're stubborn. You're hard-headed. Hard-hearted. You don't have to have a burning bush. Well, God would have to write it in the sky or do something. I mean, it'd take Well, you're talking about how dull you are. How hard it is to penetrate that steel plate for a head you got. Ain't nothing to be proud of. You need to be quick to repent, quick to believe, and also quick to obey. Quick to repent, quick to believe, quick to obey. Quick. Not put it off for 2 months. Quick. When you know what to do, what does the Bible say? You know, when something is due to your neighbor and it's in the power of your hand to do it, what do? You don't put it off till tomorrow and say, well, come back tomorrow. Let me think. No, you do it. You don't know about tomorrow. Let me tell you about your loved ones now. Live today so you have no regrets tomorrow. You know, my dad's home with the Lord now, my natural father. And I had hoped that I'd have some more years with him. But I'm happy that he's in glory. And we'll all see him real soon. But there were several things that the Lord had dealt with me to do for him. And I'm so glad I didn't think, well, you know, we probably got another 20 years and I'll do this and I'll do that. And got him a motorcycle. Man, he rode that motorcycle every day. I don't care if it was cold. He put earmuffs on and gloves and he rode that motorcycle every day. I'm so glad I didn't wait another year or two. Able to get him a car, a sports car with some power. I think he scared everybody in the community with it. The visiting preachers, he'd tell them, come, let me take you for a ride. And they innocently jumped in the car with one of the main deacons and man. 30 minutes later, they're wide-eyed and going, whoa. He enjoyed every minute of it. Things like, I'm so glad I didn't wait. You don't know about tomorrow. You don't know about next year. Now someone said, well, how do I do that? Real simple. Something comes up in your heart to do it. Don't put it off. Do it. Do it. Don't delay. Quick to obey. Say it out loud. Quick to repent.
Quick to repent.
Quick to believe.
Quick to obey.
Quick to obey. That's how you'll be successful. That's how you'll be blessed. That's how you'll receive.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unpersuadable Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104G. That's R1104G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.